KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The family of the late Ashwin Trikamji has described him as a kind, intelligent and big-hearted giant. Trikamji, who was the president of the South African Hindu Mahasabha, passed away this week after losing his battle with stage 4 cancer. He was 80 years old. Speaking at his funeral in Durban yesterday, Trikamji's daughter Thulja says his death has left a void in the family.
It was the magnanimity and greatness of your being that allowed me to believe that you would be the one patient to defy everything that I knew as a doctor and prove the world wrong by fighting this. Ash, I always knew you were extraordinary, but this last month you proved it in a whole other way.
She says even though her father held many prominent positions in the country, he never failed them.
Thank you, Ash. How do I put into words what you mean to me? There's no need to quantify all that you have done for me. Just know that I will spend a lifetime honoring you and your legacy.
Police have launched a manhunt for the gunman involved in a deadly shooting at a tavern in Sundumbili on the KZN North Coast. It's alleged a 44-year-old man was walking with his friend to a drinking spot on Thursday night when an assailant appeared and shot him dead. Police say the suspect then turned his attention to the establishment, opening fire on 4 patrons. KZN police spokesperson Paul Magwaza says he also robbed them.
Police in Sundumbili have opened a case with 1 count of murder, 4 counts of attempted murder and 2 counts of armed robbery. No persons have been arrested and police are investigating.
Now to Gauteng, 4 suspects, including 2 police members, have been arrested for their involvement in blue light robberies targeting motorists in Kempton Park. Police spokesperson Dimokgatso Nevuhulwe says provincial crime intelligence and other units acted on information which led to the arrests yesterday.
The provincial commissioner of the SAPS in Gauteng, Lieutenant General Tomim Tombeni, said that it is disheartening to see those who were expected to enforce the law being the ones who work together with the criminals to terrorize the communities.
And abroad, the United States says it's terminating the legal status of hundreds of thousands of immigrants, giving them weeks to leave the country. President Donald Trump has pledged to carry out the largest deportation campaign in U.S. history and curb immigration, mainly from Latin American nations. The order affects Cubans, Haitians, and Venezuelans who came to the United States under a scheme launched in October 2022 by former President Biden. Your top story this hour, the family of the late Ashwin Trikamji, who passed away this week, has described him as a kind, intelligent and big-hearted giant. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za under the News and Traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Nushera Sudhyam.